The KSL In-Depth now. Do your kids know what to do if one of their classmates gets in trouble with opioids? Finding a friend overdosed on some designer drug can paralyze them with fear right in the moment when they need to act. Utah has a law protecting people who summon help for overdose victims. State Representative Carol Spackman Moss crafted it, and she's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is such a serious issue. I'm happy to talk about it.
And we're trying to address it. Do you think kids are fooled into thinking that because some of these synthetic drugs like Pink are currently legal, do these kids think they're safe?
I think that's very possible, because if they think something's legal, they think it's okay, but legal does not equate to safe. And that's the message we have to get out to kids. We don't know what's in these synthetic opioids. That's the problem. They have deadly things in them, fentanyl and who knows what else. And it's very hard for law enforcement and school officials to stay on top of it.
You've been deeply involved in drug legislation here in Utah, but the problem, I've heard it described as whack-a-mole. You'll outlaw the next drug in the next session of the legislature, and then a new drug will pop up 5 seconds later.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we saw that with spice. We've seen it with other substances. But the critical thing here is that we educate kids, because we can't anticipate the next drug, but we have to tell them how deadly these drugs can be. And it's all about education and get them to understand that if they see a friend or hear about friends using some substance, they need to tell a trusted adult. That could be the police, the resource officer at school, a counselor, a teacher, a parent. We've got to let them know it's all about education.
State Representative Carol Spackman Moss is with us now. As a legislator, your first thought is probably legislate the problem away. But really, you've made your living as a teacher. You're a parent, grandparent. What do you recommend parents say to their kids about this?
I think parents need to talk to their kids. I have grandchildren in their teens, and their parents have either had them watch KSL the other night, for example, and they've talked about it. All teachers should be talking to their classes about it at school. As I said, the best thing we can do is educate them. And I agree with the Park City Superintendent Conley, who said, parents not only have a right but a responsibility to check what websites their children are looking at, who they're texting, if they're ordering things online. Parents shouldn't be fearful of checking these things, because their kids might get angry with them, but you're the parent and you want to make sure you make them safe and save their lives if they were to try one of these drugs.
Watch the browser history. Good advice, State Representative Carol Spackman Moss.